I'll slip some extra dirt into the hinge, and our blue flip 7 can munch on the crumbs just like Cookie Monster before he was defunded. And honestly, it's not all that bad. If your own flip ever gets this dirty in real life, you should probably be evaluated. And yeah, it's got a few new creaks and groans, but so does anyone over 30, so I'm not too worried about it. Finally, the moment of truth, the bin test. You can see as the phone flexes backwards, it's a bit disconcerting. There's even a slight kink near the antenna line, but it does lock out and does not yet kick the bucket. Bending again, I get two optimistic clicks from the internals, signifying something cool might happen, but instead of breaking, we get nothing. I'm not sure what adamantium-encapsulated vibranium Samsung is using in their hinges, but apparently, today is just not our day. Samsung's flip opens in a way that the two very compressively strong solid slabs of glass meet in the center of the hinge, and it's a super smart way to add just enough strength and structure to keep the phone alive. While I wouldn't recommend trying it, if you do accidentally sit on your Flip 7 while it's open, it'll most likely be just fine. Unless, of course, you're the size of ChatGPT's girlfriend. But she started it. Thanks a ton for watching. I'll see you around.